Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh, so very loved and very sexy people. Here we are at Thursday, and Thursday, I love Thursdays because by the time Thursday gets here, the culmination of the week's information has usually come in, and then we expand it out on the Thursday show so that everybody can kind of absorb the energy shift through the weekend and a little downtime. So lots and lots going on, exciting stuff, guys, lots of shifts. It's so great. You know, I do all my private sessions, and I start with, well, kind of tell me how your life's going. Oh, my God, Dee, it's just great. Everything's just great compared to, like, you know, 3 years ago. Oh, I can't. I've got block. I mean, you know. So we've moved big time from victim stuff to victorship. Victorship. Another new word coined by Dee Wallace, and it's exciting. Okay, is that the last thing, the first thing? It doesn't matter. All right, literally this came in as the introduction was going on. They want us to take every subject that's listed in the life subjects list on my sheets. And again, if you don't have the sheets and want them, you can get them by ordering the Balance podcast at imdwallace.com. But just know that I'm holding them, you know, automatically all the life subjects possible in your life. And we want to direct all our energy, all the aspects of us, our little child, our any part of us that might have broken off in fear anywhere, the part of us who's still holding on to false and limiting beliefs that may be hold, just any aspect of us, we are directing, because that's what our work is about, is that we are the gods of free will over our own energy. So we must direct our energy toward what we want. And at this moment, we are directing all aspects of us to want what we want. Freedom, joy, balance, bliss, ease and effortlessness, total and miraculous creation, health and wellness, money, divine right relationships everywhere in our life. That this is our time right now. And that we absolutely know that we can and do create everything in this moment of now. I am the God of me. I am the creation of me and my life. All of me is on board, wanting and creating these things. And so it is. Wow. Right literally when the introduction was going on. And that makes so much sense. And as I have shared with you also, we've received the information that all of the core beliefs on the sheets were actually miasms. I asked you all to take five and melt them, they're done. That's how powerful you are. We did it together. That's how powerful we are. So I thank you for that. And I want to remind you what's up now, that just because you haven't created it before, or if you created it before in a way that didn't work out for you, you absolutely know in this moment that you are creating again. You are creating perhaps for the first time. That in this moment of now, all creation happens. So anything and everything you hold your focus on is created for you with joy and with an open heart. This is our time. It is my time now. And I create in this moment of now. I want to read you some lyrics from Grease Lightning. I was told to go to Grease Lightning during a private session. And the words from Grease Lightning, of course, this is from Grease, kind of says it all. We'll get some overhead lifters and some four-barrel quads, oh yeah. Fuel injection cutoffs and chrome-plated rods, oh yeah. With a four-speed on the floor, they'll be waiting at the door. You know that ain't no shit. We'll be getting lots of tit and Grease Lightning. Okay. What that referred to in the private is, I want this car. This is my dream. Whatever I have to do, I'm going to go get this stuff. I'm going to do that stuff. I'm going to get this together. I'm putting this car together because that's my dream. That's my vision, and I'm going to do it. And it kind of sums up everything I just said in a really fun way that everybody can get. So whatever your dream is, guys, go build your car. Get started. What can you do today? What can you do today? What can you do today? And you know that it's more important about the being than it is about the doing, because if you are in harmony, which means if your thoughts are supporting what you want to create, if your feelings are feeling good about what you want to create, if all of you is wanting the same thing, then you're in harmony with what you say you're wanting to create. So we're claiming the symbol from an open heart and divine love. Again, the symbol is the symbol that was downloaded to us that represents the formula. And when you claim the symbol, which has no meaning, just like the red dot, you see, there's nothing attached to it in our understanding. When we claim the symbol, we take the direction and the words, and the symbol expands it out as far into creation as possible. So it helps us be limitless. It supports us in our unlimited creation. Okay, I just want to invite everyone really quickly. Woohoo! August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Guess what? About one week, I'm going to be in Lilydale, everybody. I know a lot of you have emailed me in the last few days about setting up privates, which I'm going to do on Sunday, private sessions. So if there's anybody out there that wants to do that, you should let me know, because they're signing up people also, and I can only do about eight in that day. And I'm speaking Friday night. I'm doing a workshop on Saturday. It's going to be a great weekend. And those followers of mine that are coming would love to hook up with you. I'm thinking probably Saturday night, if everybody's going to be there, that would be the best thing. So come, let's play. You know, I'm great in person, guys. I'm an actress. So I really like to do all these things in person. So come play. Creation Station 2, I'm so excited about everyone that's responded to this August 30th through September 1st. Come to my home. It's not streamed because there's so much individual and personal work and so much one-on-one work with other people. This is the advanced training. Again, you can find it under Creation Station 2 on imdwallace.com. September 24th and 25th. This is new. I'll be in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. That's close enough for a lot of y'all back east to get to. Doing a three-hour workshop on the 24th and a day of privates on the 25th and November 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'm the keynote speaker with Joe Vitale in Austin, Texas, baby, and he books up fast. So if you're around there, absolutely come play. All right. Now, this is interesting. Before I went to the announcements, they said I was ready to go to the calls, and now I can't go to the calls. There's something else I'm supposed to bring in. Welcome to my life of following the breadcrumbs. Sheets, book, song. Okay. Well, the first song that came in for me was Happy Birthday. That's an affirmation, literally to the whole community that does this work. The channel is bringing in Happy Birthday. You are all reborn. We are all reborn into this new day where all of us is working in joy and harmony and love toward what we want as a united whole of us. And that's what we claim, and happy birthday to us. Woohoo. I like chocolate cake and ice cream, anything chocolate, okay? And so it is. Now can I? Now I can go to the calls. Okay, well, that was kind of cool. We're starting with Madonna in Chicago. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I talked to you Monday about being in fear of fear.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know that I'm took your advice, and I'm feeling way better. I had a very good sound sleep, like the first time in years.
Oh, Madonna, that's wonderful. And can you remind us of what the advice was?
Just giving myself the affirmation every morning when I get up and saying that I'm beautiful. I'm not going to, you know, let this stuff, you know, run my life. And
right.
I just feel way better.
Well, sure, because for the first time in a long time, baby, you're taking charge of your own energy. And, you know, you're not allowing you to be created in a lesser way because you think that you don't have any control over your own say. It's a very, very powerful, powerful thing to move into, Madonna. And thank you for your trust. And, you know, really acknowledge yourself for just saying, okay, I'm going to do that.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, mind screwing it around. And wondering, well, I don't know that, you know, I don't think that's going to work and all that stuff that we do. You just did it and you got results. Thank you. Thank
yes.
you. And congratulations to the great creator of you. That's awesome, baby. Thanks for letting us know.
Yes, I know, because I've seen a lot of healers in my lifetime, and I've always been told that I could also help people if I would just get that blockage that I had of this fear, because I know I have the power to communicate with the spirit world, but because of, about my blockage with the fear and all that other garbage.
Yeah.
So I'm starting, I know slowly as I peel away at that, I'm just having more perception of my surroundings now.
Well, yes, because channeling and connecting with the energy on the other side and the energy here, because it's all one energy. There really is no separation.
Yes.
That takes power.
That's why I resonate, like I can feel your energy just by talking with you over the phone. I'm like on a higher vibration. It's really kind of like being high, but you know, without the drug.
Yeah, You're high on life.
Yeah.
And we used to know that phrase in the 60s, but it meant a whole different thing in the 60s. Now, you know, the more powerful you are in your self-creation, the higher on life you get.
Yes.
You know, so welcome, Madonna. Good work.
Thank you.
All right.
Hopefully you come to Chicago soon.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I know you're coming to Schaumburg in October, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm what?
I believe you're coming to some kind of Fright Fest in Schaumburg,
Illinois. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if you come, make sure that you come say hi, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling in.
Love you.
You too. All right, we're going to Joanne in Montreal. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi, beautiful D, amazing D, big A, D.
What's up, baby cake?
Happy rebirth day. This is the 1st August, so it's the rebirth day for me. And I think for a lot of people in that community, I just want to tell you that I have a lot of big gratitude of everything in my life first, and gratitude to knowing you, knowing the community, and now I feel that I am a part of your community. I want to be part of it, and if I want it, I am. So I am.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you are part of this community, Joanne. I want you to know that when I see your name on the switchboard, I smile because you're so full of love and positivity and joy. Let me tell you, baby, you were a part of this community the first time you called in and opened your mouth. So you already got your wish there, okay?
Yeah.
And that goes for everybody. You know, this is, like I said on one of the shows, you're my family, and I love you all. And that's no BS empty words. That's really, my heart just swells up when I get to talk to you. So,
yes, you. I have goosebumps. Oh, kisses, a big hug.
Thank you, darling.
For you and all the community that I love already, even if I didn't see anybody, I feel you energetically. So I hug you, each of you, and big love.
Thank you, and back to you, sweetheart. Thank you. Well, we're just having a little love fest today. I like this. See? You see the shift in the energy. It's great. All right, Ms. Lisa in Los Angeles, what you have for us?
Good morning, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, baby. How are you?
I'm good. I've been doing a lot of shifting and making my claims and learning the formula and doing all of that, and I'm feeling like I'm really making...
Empowered?
Yeah, and some good. Huge changes.
Good.
I have, like, a number of questions I wanted to ask you, and I'm like, but what's the highest, most important thing for me to know right now? Because I'm doing the work. Like, when things are coming up, I'm like, okay, what would Dee do? How could I handle this? And I really go into it, and I'm trying to keep my heart open. And I notice when I go into my head, I'm like, okay, my heart's not open, and I'm opening it. And I've been making claims for the things that I'm wanting to really create in my life because I really want to be happy and I really want to have a powerful life. And so I've been making some...
Okay, so stop, Lisa.
Okay.
First of all, I am happy and I have a powerful life.
I have a powerful life, exactly.
See, you want to feel it. They're not just empty words, everybody. I'm not talking about freaking affirmations here. I'm talking about directing your energy. So in this moment of now, I am the one that gets to choose to be happy right now. And when we do that, then every moment of our lives, you know, end up to be moments of happiness. And then we have a happy life. So I want you to keep it in the present, keep everything in the present. And this is what the channel is offering for everybody. In your pretend time. That's so important. It's the most important thing you can do, to go in and play pretend and see the scenario and feel the scenario and get excited about the scenario that you are wanting to create.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're saying if you see it in third person, like if you see a nondescript character that is going through and creating what you want, sometimes it's easier because you're detached from you. And then you can go, oh, yeah, I'm going to create this for this person, this character, right? And, oh, by the way, that's me.
Oh, kind of like the detachment from, like, the red dot thing.
That's right. That's
right.
You see, they're really teaching us to love for the sake of loving, not because there's a person attached to it.
Right. I have a question about that then, because, like, I'm a really emotional person, so if I start, like, if I have an emotion, you can see it. It's like I can't hide it. But when it comes to trying to, like, well, when it comes to creating and visualizing and feeling what I choose to feel for a specific thing I'm creating, I feel like I'm detached from it. So is that because there's
something
within
me? You feel like you're detached because you're emotional?
No, I feel like I'm detached, like I can't create the emotion I'm trying to elicit.
Well, don't try. No, 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 no. Okay, so this is 101 acting I'm going to give you now.
Okay,
if you
cool.
get a scene and it says, and they break down here, or they, she has to cry here, she starts crying here,
right.
The first thing you teach an acting student is to disregard that totally. Because when you try to make yourself feel, you can't. Because you're not living in the moments up to that place in the scene that actually creates the emotion. So your job is just to go in and play pretend and you know, feel what is transpiring in that pretend place, and the emotion will happen then, but you don't have to feel anything specific. You just want to be in the moment of the creation.
So if I'm like seeing the scene,
yeah,
I know that
you're
emotion needs to be there, but if I'm experiencing it by, because I'm very visual, so I can visualize it very well, but I feel like I fall out in the feeling part. But
well, you won't. Not just see it from your heart, not from your head.
I see. Okay.
You know, it's like when you send your love to the red dot.
Right.
Do you feel something?
Well, no. That was one of my other questions. Is I do the dot really well, and then I'm like avoiding it, and I'm not sure why I'm avoiding the dot, like. It's not like a difficult thing to do.
Well, so in other words, I've got your belief for you. As long as I'm in control of my emotions, I'm safe. But if I'm not in control of them, I'm not safe, and I won't feel. That's what's going on. So I'm going to choose to look at a Hallmark commercial, and I know Hallmark commercials affect me, and so I'm going to allow myself to cry because I know I cry really easily.
Right.
But to do it to the red dot where I can't set it up, I don't know what to expect. All I'm supposed to do is feel love when I send it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different thing that you're not safe doing. So you've got to be safe in allowing the emotions, your emotional life, your feeling life is a better word than emotions. That you allow your feeling life to take you for a ride and know you're safe.
That makes so much sense.
Okay. That's a big one. Wow, I don't think I could have ever put that together through my mind. So we're if you're listening to this at any time, that's yours too. And, you know, your emotions and your feelings, my beautiful people, they tell you the truth. They're good things. They will tell you really what's going on. Oh, I'm angry. I'm in reaction, so there must be something here. for me to heal if I'm in reaction.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Because it seemed like all through my life, whenever I had a strong emotion about something, I would get in trouble for it.
Okay, well, there you go, sweetheart. So your heart is going, oh, no, don't quite go there, Lisa. Don't quite go there. It's not safe. People aren't going to like you. But you know that that's not true, that feeling total love and excitement and joy and compassion, they're giving me the word compassion, those are words that create for you, honey. Those are emotions that create for you. So you now get your little girl and all of your aspects together and go, I'm going to teach you again. This is your happy birthday day. Emotions are safe for me and for you. We are one united. I will take care of you. And let's go. Okay?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Many blessings, honey.
You too.
Oh, we're going to the UK. Sue, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, darling. What's up?
How are you?
Fabulous.
I just wanted to give a testimonial. I bought your I Love Me Play Shop. I downloaded it at the beginning of the year, and it's fantastic. And I keep singing your song, I Love Myself So Much,
yes,
when I'm driving, when I'm walking. And I think everybody should, you know, buy the program. It is wonderful, and it is very, very helpful.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Tell me, because it just sounds like it just allowed you to love yourself and be happier.
It did, because I've been through quite a challenge. Both my parents have got very challenging medical conditions, and mm-hmm. I lost myself. I think it was about 18 months ago, I realized I was a blob. And through the course of especially nursing my mum, I got back to swimming. And this morning, I go four times a week now for 45 minutes, and we are having a massive love fest at the swimming pool. There's so many of us, and everyone kept saying this morning how nice it was. And when I was swimming, the song This Is The Life just kept popping into my head.
Oh, beautiful.
And it was just
yeah,
lovely.
And see, you had to love yourself enough to go, I can't give myself up.
Yes.
For everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm here to love and support my parents
mm-hmm.
as they loved and supported me. And I cannot give myself up to do that. Because
no.
When we take care of ourselves,
mm.
we take care of everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, Sue, you've just really, really, really touched my heart, baby. Thank you.
Well, thank you, because I enjoy your shows very much indeed.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks for
okay.
calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
And again, she's referring to the I Love Me Play Shop, which is available at imdwallace.com. All right. Let's see. We're going to Linda in Minnesota. Hi. Hey, sweetheart. Linda, you there? Well, it sounds like you're having fun.
Yes. Thank you so much for the I Love Me Play Shop.
Well, it's just a love day on this show today. I freaking love it.
It is. I love it. This is why I'm calling to put in a plug. Thank you so much. It's just one of the best gifts that I have ever received. It's just not the loving myself, but it's the joy of loving myself that comes with it.
Yes.
Because I had a couple challenging situations in my life where I felt blindsided and run over by a train, and I'm okay. it still kind of stings by the train, but it's I'm okay.
I get that you're more than okay.
Yeah.
And it empowered you to have these situations and to see clearly that you could handle them, all of them.
Well, I think the other thing that it gave me, too, is because the one situation I felt really attacked by words and energy that weren't true.
Yes.
And so it gave me I didn't seem to have the capacity to say I've had enough. I'm not listening anymore. But when I was removed from the situation, you know, I think it's probably the first time in my life where somebody said a bunch of things based on their perceptions and their assumptions and their judgments and their criticisms, where I was able to say, you know, to step back and go, that's not true. That's not true about me.
That's not my truth.
That's not my
truth. And that's really loving yourself, Linda.
Yes, and it's the first, and it felt so good to go, to not buy into what was thrown at me.
Doesn't it feel great not to lose your power around somebody else's perceptions and mistruths, whether they're about you or the world or anything?
Right.
You know, to stand there in the God of you and be able to say, you know what, not in my world.
Right.
I mean, I had somebody, it was an acting friend that I ran into at the coffee shop, and he was going on and, oh my God, the business sucks and life sucks and money sucks and Jesus, you know, this time of life, I mean, you know, we're all older, Dee, and the business is discarding us and blah, blah, blah. And I stood there and thought, and 5 years ago, Dee, you held a lot of these perspectives. And 5 years ago, Dee, you were not nearly as happy. And 5 years ago, Dee, you were a victim like this guy is right now. And stand here and love him. And just love him and love yourself, and he can shift. And through the course of our coffee together, his vibration shifted. Not that I was trying to fix him.
Right.
Or guide him or heal him or anything. I just, whenever he said a negative, I would say my positive perspective around it. And pretty soon, you see, if nobody's going to play the game, the electricity has to get neutralized. They gave me the words, the electricity, oh gosh, they're in the other office, the electricity of the universe or the electricity of creation, which is somehow part of the next webinar. Oh, I forgot to even mention that, right? On the 28th of August, somehow they're putting in, it is my time now, and the creation thing that came in about, just because I haven't created it yet, I don't know how to create it, or just because I created it not in the way that I wanted to, I don't know how to create it. That's part of it. And then the electrical part of how it all works is all part of this new next webinar, which I wasn't even going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to take August off. But anyway, this is like a three-parter. So we're taking the focus and then the focus on love. The red dot is a part of it, and then this one, which it is my time now. That is, according to the channel, the most important thing everybody can claim right now, is
it is my time now. Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you have to love yourself enough, back to the Love Me Play Shop, in order to do that.
Yes, I'm creating that. I Love Me Play Shop gets sold out.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, baby. Thank you, Linda. Love you so much.
I love you, too.
Bye. I'm loving this show. Oh, my God. Steve, what's up, dude?
Oh, wow. So I have some red dot miracles to report.
Oh, cool.
Sunday night, I sang because Matthew played a whole evening, and I was terrific. I didn't know I was nervous until I finished, because I could hardly walk after I finished. But while I was working, it was great. I came home. I was flossing my teeth. My cap flew out of my mouth into Never Never Land.
Oh,
and so I did the red dot on finding the cap, and my dentist couldn't see me on Monday, which was great. I did it Monday night. I came home from an acting class focusing on the red dot, and I found it in an hour. And Matthew came home and was really great about helping me. He actually found it on the floor. And that, to me, is a red dot miracle.
Well, yes, because let me explain why, everybody. The red dot is teaching us to hold our focus in love. And we know love. Love is a scientific thing. Let's get out of the woo-woo. Love is scientifically what creates everything. It's a vibration. It's a frequency that creates. Okay? And so when you hold the focus on love for no reason at all, and I keep testing, and these are the highest words and the most complete words, it heals everything. It creates everything. So awesome, dude. I'm glad you have a full mouth of teeth again.
And my second red dot miracle was, for, I don't know how I did it. Sunday morning I woke up and I threw my shoulder out, and it was getting worked out. It was getting better. I woke up Tuesday morning, I went to work out, and it became excruciating. Getting up and sitting down was like, whoa! So I, you know, a healer friend of mine said, no, it's all your stuff. You don't need to leave your body. You don't need to come see me. Just live through it. Tuesday night, I took the red dot. I took an hour, maybe it was a half an hour, and I just did the red dot exercise to my shoulder, and it's now just a little sore. It's, you know, far from excruciating, you know. It's like, and I did that myself through the red dot, and it's an exhilarating feeling to have that kind of independence, you know.
Oh, God, so much, Steve. And so for anybody that's new on the call today, what Steve's talking about is an exercise that the channel downloaded to us. And basically, what you're doing when you practice sending love to the red dot is you are, excuse me, got a tickle. You're sending love out from yourself. You're practicing sending love out from yourself to something that has no meaning or no emotional equivalent to it. And then you take that exercise after 2 weeks of 30 seconds at a time, five times a day. You take that exercise and send love to the red dot, which is yourself. Which is, so you're sending love to loving yourself. And then you can apply it to a cap or money or anything else you want. Now, they want to clarify one thing about when you're working on healing anything physical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody listen, because this is an important difference. Just be in the state of love with yourself. In other words, you don't have to send it to your shoulder. You just have to move into a true state of loving yourself. Do you understand, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. And they're only bringing this in because most of us are advanced enough to make that leap now. When I was working on my dog has a tumor on her, one of her joint places on her legs. And I was working on her, and I, like you, was directing love to the tumor. And the channel kept saying, just be in a state of love, Dee. Just be in a state of love, and that love will come through your hands.
Wow.
So I offer that out to everybody. You know, we're creating a new frontier here. And we're the ones, as in my acting studio when this work started, we're really the ones discovering and testing all of these messages that are being downloaded to us, many of us with incredible results, as you're hearing. So,
in closing, 30 years ago, someone said my life wouldn't happen until I loved myself. And I very much subconsciously held attitudes like your friend who you had coffee with. So my new mantra was love is I'm great, the business is great, we're a perfect match. And that's the only thing I have room for. Because
yeah, I love it, Steve, and it's working. And by the way, they want to tell you that was not nerves you were feeling in your legs. That was the channeled energy moving through you that came in and helped you create this performance.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
It's really funny because it was really a funny moment when I was done and I was like, oh, where am I? Well, you know.
Oh, well, then you know you were working at the real top of your capacity when you come back into the room when you're finished. That's always my sign that the channel's been open and that I've fully gone into the character or the song or whatever I'm doing. Thank you, baby, for calling
in. Oh, I love you. Thank you.
All righty. Donnie in Florida, you're up.
Dee?
Yes.
It's Connie in Florida.
Oh, Connie.
And I met you at West Palm Beach.
Yeah. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Well, I listen to your show all the time. I just love you.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I don't know if anyone else is experiencing this, but I was on fire, just great after West Palm Beach, listening to you all the time. I mean, I'm a powerful manifester. I've created so much. I mean, unbelievable. And even like Steve, I've created healing in myself. The one, when you said us to concentrate on sending love to something, I did like, you know, something and won some money and was doing great.
But good.
It seems like, no, it's fantastic. Oh, and I send it to the red dot. For some reason, I feel so crabby, like the next day or after. And I don't know if it's because I don't know why.
Well, I'll tell you why.
I don't know why.
Because they're giving it to me already. You don't like sending love to nothing. And that's what you're in reaction to. And that's the very thing that they're trying to teach us. When we can love for no reason at all, we can love everything. You know, I actually had somebody say, well, I just put your face up on the red dot, D. And then I could send love to it. And I went, yeah, but that's not the exercise.
Uh-huh.
The exercise is, can you love for love's sake?
Well, for example, I sent love to, you know, love my coffee pot, so I send it love. That was very easy for me.
Yeah.
So why isn't the red dot something?
Because you have no attachment to it. What does your mother have to do? What was your mother's message to you about loving something or someone?
I'm not sure that she's. I never really felt connected to her too much.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay, stop there. That's all you had to give me. I never felt connected. So the things you can feel connected to, you're safe to love. If you have no connection to them, it pisses you off. And you go, how can I connect? I can't connect with a red dot. But that's the very exercise they want you to master, Connie.
Okay.
Is... just know that that dot is love, and you're sending love to love. Now, you can connect with love, can't you?
Right, yes.
Okay. So, ultimately, you see, what they want us to understand is every pimple, every building, every ant, every cockroach, every spider, every person, every wart, everything's love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The world is a frequency and a vibration, I have to use both words, of love. And when we tap into that, all things are possible for us and to us.
Mm-hmm. I get all things are possible. I'm so in that.
With love.
With love, yes.
And that's why, you know, you really are on the other side of a lot of people. You see, you go, well, I love money, so I'm just going to send money love, and I created some.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going, well, I don't love money because I don't have any of this stuff. So how can I send love to it? And that's why they're teaching us to send love to a dot, because then you can send it to anything.
Okay.
You got it. The light bulb went on, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, guys, you can sit there and question it. You're your own gods. Question it. Don't do it. Do it halfway. You know, you're the gods of you. Their job, the channel's job, is to bring the information forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to do with it what you do with it.
Okay, I get it. And I couldn't understand why I'd be crabby like the next
day.
Yeah, it's
a great question. It's a great question because it brought out the importance of the exercise, and it brought out for everyone what the whole purpose was.
Okay.
You know, that simply, it's interesting. The channel is saying right now, it's easier for people to practice love by sending it to a dot than just telling them to stay in the state of love. They don't have a clue, most people, what you mean by that, Dee. And so they gave us a simple exercise so we could identify with it in a detached, unemotional way. Which is an interesting, you know, concept that they're teaching us how to love through the detachment of being connected to something. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's awesome, really poetic.
Yes. Because it was so easy for a plant. I'm loving a plant. Oh, just simple.
Yeah. So, you know, the dot can be the plant, the coffee pot, you know, anything. But you see, you're attached to those things that it was simple. So just choose to be attached to the red dot, and it'll work for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, baby.
Okay. Thanks, Dee. Hi.
Seriously, we're getting into some pretty funny stuff here. Susan, New Jersey, you're up, baby cakes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, ditto. What's up?
This is my first time calling you, so...
Oh, well, we love virgins, Susan. That's good. Good for you that you stepped forward. What can we help you with?
I guess I was just looking for some direction. I don't know if you can get any guidance on that.
Well, direction for what? Direction how to go to bed, direction how to drive a car.
Everything.
The first direction they're saying, you've heard the entire show. You have to love yourself more. That's your first job. Now, it seems to me that money is the most prevalent thing. Is that true?
Money and health.
Okay. They want to go to money because when we go to money, we'll get to the health thing. So we're going to balance the energy. Open your heart, please. There you go. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. And we're going to the sheets. Second sheet, I'm going to the genetic list. Again, the sheets are available with the balance podcast at I am Dee Wallace. Here, 16 through 20, 21. Okay. It's the balance of masculine and feminine energy. So right now they're saying your feminine is way overbalancing your masculine, which means your intuitive, your soft place, your nurturing place, that's all pretty much in place. Now you have to balance that with the masculine, which is the energy that takes everything out into the world, which is, I am doing this. I am committing to this. I am taking action. Because both those things have to be prevalent for the creation to happen. The sperm and the egg both have to come together in harmony, in oneness, at the same time, united aspects, which is what we started the show with, have to come together at the same time in order to create the creation that your intention is holding. Do you understand?
I think so.
Okay. So I want to know today, you're to pick one action, physical, mental, and emotional action for your health and for your money. You're to move forward from your knowing, from your alignment with joy and love toward one positive thing for both your health and money. And this goes for all of us. Now, that's got to come from the original self-love. So that's what propels it out, okay? So are you willing to do that and get back to us next week?
Sure.
Okay, you understand what you're supposed to do?
I think so.
You're taking one action to better your health, to create more money. Everybody. We're bringing the masculine stepping out into the world in our power, and they're suggesting every morning before you even get out of bed, you direct, that means from an open heart, you direct your energy to be in balance of masculine, feminine, and child energy. All right, baby?
Okay.
Okay. Don't question it. Trust it. Do it. And then get back to me. All right?
Okay. That sounds
okay.
Good.
All right, Susan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of a heavy thing to hand somebody the first time they call in. But she asked and she received. And now, everybody, when we ask and we receive, then we've got to move on it. Nancy, hold on. I'm trying
good
to
birthday,
get
birthday.
Hi, sweet thing. How are you?
Okay. I'll be seeing you in Doylestown. I signed up for seeing you in a private session.
Oh, I did get that email, Nancy. I'm thrilled. Are you gonna be there for the workshop too?
Yes.
Oh,
I've already signed up for that. Paid. I'll see you in September 25th.
Great. I can't wait. Yeah, this just happened because I was back visiting my brother back there.
Uh-huh.
And my sister-in-law said, you know, you should contact. And so I did, and here we are. So great.
Yeah. Okay, when you on your slope seminar, the most powerful thing I got was when I listened to the participants calling in and their idea of love, which didn't seem very loving, then you would just say, is that true loving? Is that genuine loving? Is that the definite? That's not the definition of genuine love, is it? And they would say no. And so that's the question I keep asking myself when I do something or interact with somebody. I'm saying, is that love, genuine love? I ask the other person, my mother, my significant other. You know, we're so tough on each other. It's like, who can be more tough on each other? I feel like instead of, it seems like the expression that came from God the other day was, you're as tough on me as I am on you. I'm like, that's not love. And
yeah.
I said to my mother,
How about acceptance and support and nurturing?
Well, now I've changed it. Yes, I'm open to that. Is that, you know, can I be, you and I, as kind, as loving, as gentle, as compassionate to each other on me as you? Can we top that?
Well, and can we be that with ourselves first?
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
I'm by myself. I can love myself. It's when I get with people. I want to run
for people. That's a true statement for you, Nancy. That's a true statement for you.
Isn't
so
that a riot? I just laughed right out loud. You're as, you know, to use that word crabby that the other girl just said, you're as crabby on me as I am on you. So
yeah.
Drop being crabby and be caring. Be,
you know, Nancy, I got to tell you, that's a huge, major step for you.
I
remember everything that we went around and about way back down in Florida at Robin's fabulous event.
Uh-huh.
And that's such a huge shift for you, baby.
I know.
I'm celebrating for you, Nancy.
Now, instead of a rageaholic, I can be a loveaholic.
Yes,
I can be
darling.
I could be a playaholic.
Yeah, and that's where you create health. That's where you create money. That's where you create the relationship you want.
Yeah.
Right there. You got it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, a few years ago, Nancy, I didn't think I'd ever hear those words out of your mouth.
I didn't think so either.
Yippee and woohoo, and aren't you just the greatest loving God in the world right now?
yes, we all
awesome,
are.
Awesome, honey. Oh, so we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I am a loveaholic.
Thanks
for calling in, baby.
Orgasmic loveaholic.
And I will see you soon in Doylestown. Okay, baby. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Oh, my God. What a show. We just had a love fest today. And ain't that what it's all about, guys? Ain't that what it's all about? Oh, the show goes so fast. Okay. Please visit me at imdwallace.com. Come see me. Let's play. Let's expand. Let's love together, everybody. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because that is what creation is all about, baby. See you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.